Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Visual Intelligence by Amy E. Herman explores how disciplined looking can improve decision-making, communication, and collaboration in professional and everyday settings. Drawing on her background teaching observation skills to groups such as business leaders, lawyers, medical professionals, and law enforcement, Herman frames seeing as an active, learnable practice rather than a passive sense. The book connects close looking to clearer thinking, noticing small details, separating facts from assumptions, and articulating what you observe in a way others can understand. A distinctive feature is its use of art observation methods as a training ground for real-life analysis, because artworks invite careful attention without the pressure of being right. From meetings and presentations to customer interactions and workplace problem solving, Herman encourages readers to slow down, widen their field of view, and question first impressions. The result is a practical mindset shift, better awareness of context, more precise language, and more thoughtful judgments under uncertainty. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, seeing is a skill, not a gift. A central idea of the book is that observation can be trained the way any professional competency is trained. Herman treats visual attention as a deliberate process, pausing, scanning, selecting what matters, and confirming what you think you saw. In many workplaces, people believe they are good observers because they are busy and experienced, yet they miss key cues due to speed, distraction, and habitual thinking. The book emphasizes building a repeatable practice that counters autopilot. That includes learning to look longer than feels comfortable, noticing relationships between elements, and resisting the urge to instantly explain or judge. By distinguishing raw observations from interpretations, readers can reduce errors caused by assumption. This approach is relevant across roles: managers assessing team dynamics, clinicians noticing subtle changes, attorneys reviewing evidence, or consultants reading a room. The skill model also makes improvement measurable. You can compare what you noticed today versus last week, ask colleagues what they saw, and refine your attention based on feedback. Over time, stronger observations support stronger reasoning, because better inputs lead to better conclusions. Secondly, from observation to clear communication, Herman links improved looking to improved speaking and writing. Many misunderstandings at work happen not because people disagree, but because they describe situations imprecisely or blend facts with conclusions. The book highlights how carefully naming what you see helps others align on reality before debating what it means. This matters in meetings, performance conversations, incident reports, and client communications, where clarity reduces friction and speeds decisions. A practical emphasis is on describing without loading language, avoiding vague terms, and choosing concrete details that are relevant to the purpose. The habit of separating description from interpretation also makes you a better listener, because you become more attentive to what others actually said versus what you assumed they meant. Herman's framework encourages readers to check for shared understanding by inviting alternate descriptions and asking targeted questions. When teams build this discipline, they collaborate more effectively, they catch inconsistencies, surface missing data, and create stronger narratives supported by observable evidence. This topic is especially useful for professionals who must communicate under pressure, where the ability to report what happened accurately can be more valuable than offering instant explanations. Thirdly, challenging biases and first impressions. Another major theme is how quickly the mind fills gaps with stories. The book focuses on the risks of first impressions, pattern matching, and confirmation bias, all of which can cause professionals to overlook critical information. Herman encourages readers to treat initial interpretations as hypotheses rather than truths. By returning to the observable and asking what else might be happening, you create space for better judgment. This is not just a personal improvement tactic, it is also a fairness and risk management practice. In hiring, performance evaluation, customer service, and compliance, premature conclusions can lead to costly mistakes and strained relationships. The book's observation-first approach helps readers notice counter-evidence, inconsistencies, and contextual factors that might otherwise be ignored. It also trains humility. If two people can look at the same situation and notice different details, then certainty should be earned, not assumed. Practically, this mindset supports better questioning, better documentation, and better decisions when data is incomplete. The goal is not to eliminate intuition, but to balance it with disciplined attention that can withstand scrutiny. Fourthly, using art as a safe training ground for real-world analysis. A distinctive contribution of visual intelligence is the use of art observation methods to strengthen professional thinking. Works of art provide complex scenes filled with detail, ambiguity, and emotion, making them ideal practice material for attention and interpretation. Because the stakes are low, readers can practice describing, debating, and revising their views without reputational risk. Perman uses this setting to teach how to scan systematically, notice what you overlooked, and support claims with evidence. The art-based approach also helps develop comfort with uncertainty. In many workplaces, people feel pressure to be right quickly, which discourages careful analysis. Art invites multiple plausible readings, encouraging readers to explore alternatives and justify them. This habit transfers to business and professional contexts. You can examine a negotiation, a workplace conflict, or a project failure with the same disciplined curiosity. You learn to spot what is present, what is missing, and what might be relevant but invisible at first glance. The method strengthens team dialogue as well, because participants can compare observations and build a fuller picture together. Lastly, applying visual intelligence to everyday professional moments, the book extends observation beyond dramatic scenarios into routine moments where small cues shape outcomes. Perman highlights how better noticing can improve meetings, leadership, sales conversations, and cross-functional collaboration. For example, observing who speaks, who withdraws, and how people react can guide a manager to invite quieter voices or address tension early. In client work, noticing environmental details or subtle shifts in tone can help you tailor questions and build trust. In problem solving, slowing down to observe the actual process, rather than relying on how you think it works, can reveal bottlenecks and hidden constraints. The book encourages practical habits that fit busy schedules, brief pauses before responding, quick mental checklists for scanning context, and after-action reviews of what you saw versus what you assumed. It also underscores that observation is not only visual, but contextual, noticing patterns over time, changes from baseline, and inconsistencies between words and behavior. By treating everyday situations as training opportunities, readers can compound small improvements into a more accurate, empathetic, and effective professional presence. In conclusion, this book suits professionals who make judgments based on limited information, including managers, healthcare and legal workers, educators, consultants, entrepreneurs, and anyone who needs to communicate clearly under time pressure. It is also valuable for readers who feel they miss details in meetings, struggle to describe problems precisely, or want to reduce misunderstandings and improve collaboration. The benefit to daily life is practical. Stronger observation helps you separate facts from assumptions, notice patterns you previously ignored, and respond with more intention. That leads to better decisions, calmer conversations, and fewer preventable errors, whether you are evaluating a situation at work or navigating personal interactions. Compared with many communication or productivity books that focus mainly on scripts and habits, visual intelligence offers a distinctive angle, training attention itself. By using art-based methods as a neutral practice arena, it gives readers a concrete way to build the underlying skill that supports better reasoning and clearer language. The result is a book that stands out for its cross-industry applicability and its focus on transferable tools rather than trendy frameworks. For readers seeking measurable improvement in perception and judgment, it is worth buying. If you would like to support Amy Perman, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.